This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Johnnies will tip off tonight at 9:45 against Omaha. And I told you, this is, to me, these are two big games. I don't, you know, when you get to this point, when you're a two seed, like, I understand the run is unexpected. I understand that with Patino and the money that they've been afforded here, and they're turning around the facilities and they're willing to pay for guys, and it feels like Patino is kind of, instead of running away. And I thought he did an interview with Barstool and Big Cat. And I thought Big Cat had like a, you know, in this generation of coaches that we've seen run away from this new era of college sports, run away, want no part of being, you know, in this portal and NIL and paying players. And we've seen some of the great coaches in the country, great coaches in college sports, run away from it and say, forget this. I'm too old to change and I don't really feel like being a part of it. Patino's kind of leaned into it. I mean, he's kind of leaned into it. He's changing his team through the portal. He's openly talking about the idea that they won't even look at high school players. Like, I just can't get over that. Maybe I'm naive, and maybe it has been this way for a while, and maybe it's not that crazy of a statement. But what kind of college program isn't interested in recruiting high school students at all? Like, that's where we are. I'm going to look at the portal and get a bunch of 22-year-olds. Like, that's where they are. And he's embraced it, and he talked about in the interview that he's been in the NBA before, so he's dealt with this. It's, you know, it's similar to the European game, which obviously he was in Greece for a little bit. So, I mean, he's embraced this. He's attacked it. And there's no reason to believe that this program isn't on good footing moving forward. I'm not saying that. But whenever, even if you have a surprise season, it's fun, it's nice, there's no expectations. But once you're here, like once you're here, you want to stamp this season. You want to make it a significant year. You don't want to bow out. You don't want to lose to Arkansas and Calipari in the second round. You certainly don't want to lose to Omaha as a two seed. But even in this, you don't want even Bill Self in Kansas, who've been a staple of this tournament and, you know, had a disappointing season. You lose that game, and suddenly, is it, you know, it's a great year. It was a lot of fun. I feel good about the future. Patino's the man. Turn this thing around. You know, we'll go get him next year. But ultimately, this year, the dominance they've shown, the winning the Big East regular season, winning the Big East tournament, doing it relatively easy, even down at the half in the final two games, just dominating in the second half. Like, all of that feels a little bit, all right. Then it just becomes the first step of a journey, maybe, as opposed to a real impressive season. Like, they got it in this bracket. You lose to Texas Tech, you can live with it. You lose to Florida, obviously, you can lose to live with it. Besides that, even as they get down the line here, even if you get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, like, you lose a game to a lesser team, it's not going to feel as special, and certainly these first two. So to me, I know I heard Sal and a couple of people talk about, hey, what they've already done it. They've already had the turnaround. We already feel different about the program. Patino's already proved he can handle a winner. This team's already given us enough fun, already given us enough excitement, already shown us how tough they are, both mentally and physically, in the way they play defense and what they've done in the Big East tournament. Like, the rest is gravy. And I'm not a big subscriber in gravy. I got to be totally honest with you. Despite what you may have heard, I'm not that big a gravy guy. I think when you get this opportunity, they're a two seed right now. Next year they might be great. Who knows? But you can't guarantee me they'll be a two seed in this tournament. Who knows? You can't guarantee me they'll win the Big East. They have an opportunity right now to really go on a run and stamp this year as not only a comeback, but an incredible season. And it only starts after the first two rounds. Like, you have to get to the Sweet 16. You have to get there. If they're not in the Sweet 16, not saying the year's a disaster, not saying it's a failure, not saying we're going to criticize the team overly, it's still going to be what it was. But it won't be as special. And we won't have the same reverence for it. And I referenced the Mets. Like, it's very similar to the Mets. If the Mets would have lost in the wild card round, if Pete Alonso hits into a double play as opposed to hitting the go-ahead home run, great run. They're down, they're 11 games under 500, you know, in April or May, rather. They go on this incredible run. They have OMG, they have Grimace. Lindor is an MVP candidate. Lindor hits the big home run to finally, you know, beat the Braves in a big spot and go into the playoffs, and all that's true and all of it's great. And, you know, I would think Juan Soto probably still comes to the Mets. I don't buy the narrative that it was the run to the National League Championship that ultimately what sold him. Like, I don't know. It might have had a role to play, but I still think he's probably a Mets. So there's still excitement. There's still belief Stearns is very smart and the franchise in the best hands it's been in forever when you had the owner and Stearns. And, like, all of that would still exist. But what would be last year? Would it be the same if they didn't beat Philadelphia? Would it be the same if they didn't have the heroics and beat Milwaukee in the wild card? If they would have lost to a Milwaukee team that then became a sacrificial lamb for Philadelphia and got pounded, like, would you have felt the same? It wouldn't have been as special. The Mets completed it. You don't have to win the championship. You don't even have to get to the World Series. They won a series against Philadelphia. That cemented how special that year was. And I still think St. John's is going to need something similar to it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel 5 times per week, the Early Wedge Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.